Not everyone agrees that helmets would make girls' lacrosse safer. Dr. Michael O'Brien is the director of the Sports Concussion Clinic at the McKaylee Center for Sports Injury Prevention in Massachusetts. Dr. O'Brien, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the most basic question. Do helmets protect any athlete, lacrosse or otherwise, from suffering a concussion?
There's certainly information out there that shows they absorb force, but there's really several parts of concussion that I think a lot of people don't understand. And most of what people are trying to prevent is catastrophic injuries like skull fracture or intracranial bleeds. The concussions come more from diffuse injury where the brain rotates in the skull.
Obviously, helmets don't have anything to do with stopping that.
Right. Unfortunately, that's true, because if you think about what happens with what's called rotational acceleration, that's where the brain rotates in the skull, either by a moving head that hits an immovable object and the brain spins in the skull, so to speak, or if there's a massive force to the body and there's a rapid whiplash to the head, a helmet can't prevent that type of thing. Now, if you look at NASCAR, they have an excellent system for trying to reduce that rotational acceleration, like a seatbelt for the head and helmet.
Mm-hmm.
On the field, for an athlete, that's not particularly practical.
You spoke of catastrophic head injuries. How often does somebody in girls' lacrosse suffer such an injury?
Well, that particular injury is not common. Catastrophic head injuries, so intracranial hemorrhages and skull fractures, are more common in collision sports like rugby, American football, and ice hockey. And they were extremely, in fact, there was what was called the head injury crisis going back to 1905. I think at one point there was almost 20 deaths in 1 year. As helmets were added, deaths from catastrophic injuries decrease exponentially. However, spinal cord injuries increased. So for collision sports, helmets work well to prevent skull fractures and hemorrhage. They can add unintended consequences, though.
Even one head injury is one too many for the player and the player's family, obviously. So why not add helmets to the girls' game, assuming they don't do any harm?
Well, I agree with the first statement to say one head injury is too many. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be a base head injury rate for contact sports that's going to be hard to reduce to zero. Why not add a helmet if they don't do any harm is a good question, but I recognize every person involved in this is intending to do the right thing, reduce injuries, but as a scientist, I perhaps think about it different than a parent. I want to look at the available evidence and say, number one, does the proposed equipment do what you're intending it to do? That is to say, is a helmet going to reduce concussion in this sport? And number two, if it does, what's the best helmet? What's the best design? And for the Florida case that started our discussion, I think, unfortunately, there's no consensus on design or what's being mandated.
You know, people have described the most popular headgear in Florida as a headband, a 10-millimeter thick headband, not perhaps really a helmet at all.
Right.
Is that something that families should consider as far as you're concerned?
Well, again, I think there's very little value to it. It does not cover some of the most vulnerable spots for lacrosse or getting hit by a ball. Certainly don't expect it to decrease diffuse injuries and rotational acceleration. The only risk I see to it is the theory that it will increase aggressiveness among the athletes play. And I've seen that for sure, and I think the literature bears this out. When helmets are added, particularly when face masks are added, that's when there's a very big difference in aggressiveness and tackle or collision style.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the headband, I'm not sure it's going to increase aggressiveness significantly, but by the same token, I don't think it offers a lot of protection.
So what can athletes do to limit the risk of concussion?
Rather than looking for equipment and technology to reduce rotational acceleration, we at the McKaylee Center, we look at the athlete's individual risk. So again, we're trying to reduce rotational acceleration. I would say if you pick three things to reduce someone's risk of concussion, it would be strengthening their upper back and neck muscles, training so that they have collision anticipation. If they're focusing too much on the stick and they get a collision that they don't see coming, you can bet there's going to be a much more violent rotation of the head. And number three is definitely rule changes. There's a lot of evidence that illegal hits are really among the biggest reasons for head injuries and eye injuries, and oftentimes they're not being called with a penalty, let alone disqualifications.
Dr. Michael O'Brien is the director of the Sports Concussion Clinic at the McKaylee Center for Sports Injury Prevention in Massachusetts. Dr. O'Brien, thank you very much for joining me.
Bill, thanks so much.